Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Q3 and nine-month FY 2023 earnings conference call of Venus Pipes and Tubes Limited, hosted by Antique Stock Broking. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements do not guarantee the future performance of the company, and it may involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Pallab Agarwal from Antique Stock Broking. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Robin, and good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Antique Stock Broking, I welcome you all to the third quarter earnings conference call of Venus Pipes and Tubes Limited. We are pleased to have the senior management team represented by Mr. Arun Kothari, the Managing Director and CFO, Mr. Dhruv Patel, who's the whole-time director, and Mr. Kunal Bubna, President, Finance and Accounts. So we will start with opening remarks from the management, followed by a question and answer session. So now I would like to, you know, hand over to Arun ji for his opening remarks. Over to you, Arun ji.
Good afternoon, and a warm welcome to everyone on the Q3 and nine-month FY 2023 earnings call for Venus Pipes and Tubes Limited. Today, I have been joined by Mr. Dhruv Patel, our whole-time director, Mr. Kunal Bubna, President for Finance, and SGA, our investor relations advisor. We have uploaded our Q3 and nine-month FY 2023 investor presentation on stock exchange and company's website, and I hope you had an opportunity to go through the same. To begin with, I will take you all through the major development in Q3, after which we will give the operational financial highlights. Post these updates, we will open the floor for question and answer. During the quarter ended December 2022, we saw a major reform in the industry, which was the approval of anti-dumping duty by the Ministry of Finance on seamless stainless steel pipes and tubes imported from China. The duty on seamless pipe is in addition to already existing ADD on welded pipe. Mother hollow pipes are also under the purview of this, which is the key raw material to manufacture seamless pipes. The ADD will boost the domestic manufacturing for our industry and will help in import substitution. With scale and operating leverage, we will be perfectly placed for exports. This ADD will also be a catalyst for the market share expansion of the organized players, as the RM cost will go up and unorganized sector will have to either import at higher cost or procure from the organized players. We overall amid our CapEx and hence are better placed to capture more market share from the unorganized sector. The BSE Capital Goods Index has grown 19% during April to December 2022, beating the benchmark Sensex 7.9% increase. The growth of this industry is driven by the private CapEx flow, which is led by government orders and infrastructure push. With CapEx cycle on revival stage, multiple opportunities will be open to us. India is the attractiveness as a manufacturing destination has been rising because of competitive labor cost and its ability to build manufacturing units at less cost than the developed nation. Once our capacity expansion plans get commissioned in Q1 FY 2024, we will have an edge in this multiple growth setup. During the quarter, the company has upgraded the tube mill, which will increase its efficiency. It's due to this focus on efficiency, quality, and better client relationships, which has resulted in our direct domestic sales growing by 107% year-on-year in nine months FY 2023. Export growth slowed down during the quarter due to impact by inflationary environment and geopolitical tension in EU. However, due to economic slowdown and inflationary environment in Europe, some effects can be expected in Q4 as well. We expect this to recover in the coming quarter in FY 2024. The company has already set up market for higher capacity of the pipe, as our samples are approved. By the time we start actual production, we will have a customer base ready to supply, and also we have new customer in this quarter in different sectors, including engineering, chemical, pharma, fertilizer, et cetera. Plating mill, wherein the coils are plated, have become operational in this quarter. Machines for manufacturing of hollow pipes and few of the seamless pipes have arrived on site, and installation is under process. We target to start both piercing machine for the hollow pipe and for the seamless pipe division by March 2023. Further major machine for the welded pipe division, like JCO press and tube mill, has also been dispatched by the supplier and will be soon received at plant site. And tube mill and LSU division is expected to begin by Q1 FY 2024. Now I am handing over call to Mr. Kunal Bubna, President, Finance and Accounts, to take you through the operational financial highlights of the quarter.
Good afternoon, everyone, and a very warm welcome to our earnings conference call. I will start with the top line. Revenue from operation for Q3 FY23 stood at Rs. 136 crore as compared to 106 crore in Q3 FY22 and Rs. 126 crore in Q2 FY23, a growth of 28% on year-to-year basis and 8% on quarter-to-quarter basis. Revenue from operation for 9 months of FY23 stood at Rs. 376 crore as compared to Rs. 277 crore during the same period of FY22, achieving a growth of 36%. Revenue bifurcation for the quarter was 45% for welded, 45% for seamless, and 10% from others. Growth in seamless segment was 82% for Q3 FY23 on yearly basis. The dependency on stockist trader has gone down substantially from 36% in Q3 FY22 to 30% in Q3 FY23. This channel continues to be a stable supply source, but due to low margin, we have reduced its share in the total pie. Our domestic sale to brands are up by 72% Y-on-Y in Q3 FY23 and 107% Y-on-Y in 9 months FY23. On the gross profit margin front, gross profit margin for the quarter was at 19.7 as compared to 18.6 in Q3 FY22, a jump of 111 BPs on Y-on-Y basis. On the EBITDA front, EBITDA stood at Rs. 17.5 crore in Q3 FY23 as against 12.8 crore in Q3 FY22. And 15.5 crore in Q2 FY23, a year-on-year growth of 37% and a Q-on-Q growth of 13%. EBITDA is Rs. 47.5 crore for 9 months FY23 as against 35.5 crore in 9 months FY22, a growth of 34%. On the PAT front, PAT for the quarter is Rs. 11.2 crore as compared to Rs. 7.9 crore in Q3 FY22, a growth of 42% year-on-year. PAT for 9 months FY23 is Rs. 30.74 versus Rs. 23.6 crore in 9 months FY22, a growth of 30%. The demand scenario going forward look robust. We are targeting new sectors, new geographies, and are aiming that our products have more utility within our existing supply sectors. With this, I would like to open the floor for the Q&A round.
Thank you. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phones. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Karan Mehraj from Mehta Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good afternoon. Thank you for giving me the opportunity. So I have a few questions. Can you give any guidance as to how much market share can be captured from unorganized sector post this ad comes in place?
Yeah, see, we believe that definitely with this expansion of increase of 1,000 ton in welded and basically 1,300 ton in welded and 500 ton in seamless, we will be having incremental capacity of 1,800 ton. And we believe with this expansion, our direct clientele and all, well, we are going with, and you would have also seen that the percentage of direct supply had been increasing. We believe we will be able to take around at least 4 to 5% further share from the market.
Okay, so will we see a reduction in the working capital cycle post the backward integration is commissioned?
Yeah, if you see the working capital cycle for this quarter was around 120 to 125 days. But even if you look at the run rate of sale, what we have achieved in this quarter is around 45 crore. And if I postulate that for the annual basis, it will be less than 110 days. So the whole objective is that forward going, there would be increase in the order book as compared to what it is currently around 100 days or something sort of that. but the whole target will be not to increase those working capital cycle, keep it increasing the order book, but keeping it intact around 110 days only.
Sure, sir. That helps. I will get back in the queue.
Sure.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Darshil Pandya from Fintrust Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good afternoon. So I have pretty two questions for you. What is the debt level as on December 2022?
Around 95 crores.
95 crores. Okay. And sir, one was on, I was just going through the state-wise revenue split. So on Q2 to Q3 basis, there has been a steep, increase in Gujarat, and that's only in the Gujarat side, Gujarat state. You know, Q2 mein, we are seeing 28% revenue split, or this time it's 39%. So why has there been so much changes in the revenue split? Is there anything special? What is it?
See, if you see, but on a as such on a Q3 basis or 9 month basis, our share from Gujarat portion has decreased from 55.7. I am telling from 9 month FY22 to 9 month FY23, because quarter to quarter it can vary. But on a 9 month basis, if you see, it was 55.7 for Gujarat region, which has reduced to 36.9. But those gaps had been filled in other states. Like I would like to tell you, from 4.7% from Telangana to 10.1% for 9 months ended FY23. Similarly, for other state, which was 9.4%, it increased to 20.4%. And also, there will end in a marginal increase in Maharashtra state from 30 to 32.6%.
Okay. And one final question, sir. So the capacity expansion which we are planning out. So is there, we have made any predictions as to what the incremental revenue will be and the incremental probably utilization?
See, what we believe we will be starting up the seamless capacity by in the month of year to month of March 23, and the leftover welded, that is tube mid, and also both the capacity in the first quarter of FY24. So if you see post first quarter, the entire plant would be operational, but definitely the capacity would be jumping up on each quarter basis. So we believe ki definitely whatever volume and phase top line what we have achieved, it will definitely be at least plus 50% or more than that in the coming of FY24.
Okay. And just one final question, sir. So by, when will this plant be, completely operational?
Yeah, it will be, as I said, the entire capacity would be operational by the first quarter of FY24. And post that, I mean to say ki the capacity utilization will definitely on the first days will not come in entirety, but over each quarter those capacity would be increasing.
All right. Okay. Thank you so much, sir. This was it. I'll get back to the queue.
Sure.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Nirav Shah from GC Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hello, sir. Good afternoon and congratulations on a steady set of numbers. I have a couple of questions, sir. So first is, post the imposition of ADD, how have the market reacted in terms of how have the spreads between round bars and hollow pipes been? Because if they have increased and we are commissioning of piercing mills at an opportune time, so how do we expect to benefit from that? So what were the historical spreads between the round bars and hollow pipes and what are they currently at?
See, definitely there was a good amount of anticipation in the market ki this thing will definitely come up, and which is ultimately ended up in December. So see, what we have seen ki the round bar manufacturing of round bar to hollow pipe and the hollow pipe what we procured, generally we have feel the gap was always it has around 5% at least, but with this anti-dumping being insulated, we have seen those gap increasing at least by further 3 to 4%. But again, see, it will 3 to 4 or 3 to 5, you can also say, but it is only a 1 month data what we have seen. As and when it gets stabilized, you will come to know what actual the data is. But see, it will definitely be a good amount of gap as it used to be earlier.
Got it. It just helps us reduce the payback time for the.
Definitely.
Got it.
Definitely.
Second is on the, I mean, right now the exports of seamless pipes is almost at a grounding halt because our source of raw material is from China. But once this picks up, I mean, the plant starts, how do we expect the export traction to be, in first half and second half, how quickly we can go back to, say, 10% of overall exports, or if our target is higher, I mean, what is that number?
Yeah, it's very true that with the this anti-dumping coming into play, the Europe and also the we started with our piercing line, the entire Europe would be open to us, wherein currently they don't take from us with the reason that the whole of IV procured is from China. So definitely those traction would be there in a larger term, and we believe we are targeting definitely an increase in our export revenue at least 15 to 20% in the coming FY24 and more than that in FY25. And definitely we will be starting this seamless pipe in the March, so definitely the entire year would be available to us. So I believe, as you said, the first and second quarter we will be definitely be jumping on those percentages.
Got it. And lastly, sir, I mean, just a clarification, you mentioned the debt number at 95 crores. Is that the gross debt number or it's a net debt number?
No, it's a gross debt number wherein around 35 crore is towards long-term debts and 30 crore is towards long-term debt and 65 for working capital.
Okay, and what would the net debt be, sir?
The net debt, we had 45 crore of bank balances, including FDI and margin money. So it was around 50 crores.
Okay, so 45 crore is the cash and 50 crore is the net debt.
Yeah, net debt.
Got it, sir. Great. Sir, I'll come back and look if I have more questions, sir. Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions may press star and one on their touchtone phones now. The next question is from the line of Kunal Kothari from Centrum Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity and congrats to management team for great set of numbers. So my question is that want to know about the market landscape right now. How much is organized sector and how much is the unorganized sector, first of all? And I believe the customers of the unorganized sector must be having some low purchasing capacity, being they sell at a lower price compared to the organized sector, and how you see them to moving towards the organized sector?
Kunal ji, जैसे स्पेशली मैं आपको ब्रीफ करना चाहता हूँ कि जिसका डेटा है अबाउट द ऑर्गेनाइज अनऑर्गेनाइज सेक्टर का ना, देर इज नो मच डेटा अवेलेबल, बट व्हाट वी हैव गैदर्ड फ्रॉम द मार्केट सोर्स, व्हाट वी हैव गैदर्ड फ्रॉम द मार्केट, डेफिनेटली जो इन द पीएससी इन द सीमलेस सेगमेंट ऑलमोस्ट अनऑर्गेनाइज प्लेयर विल बी वाइप आउट हु डजंट हैव द पीएससी मिल फैसिलिटी, क्योंकि दे कांट बी इम्पोर्ट फ्रॉम द होलो पाइप फ्रॉम द चाइना सिंस ऑलरेडी एंटी डंपिंग ड्यूटी हैज इन प्लेस. So they have to either procure the raw material from the existing piercing mill players, which is very limited in India right now. Only along with the winners, there will be 4 to 5 players only in India who will be having capacity to manufacture the hollow pipe. So at least for the seamless section, seamless pipe division, there will be removal of the unorganized player will be very soon, very fast. Or in respect of the for the welded pipe also, in the future, in the what's the winner's plan, in future we are going the most in the bigger die of the pipe, which is up to 20 die of the pipe. So is tarah ki tube mill India mein, only winners will be having, or only few plus in India will be having tube mill up to 14 die of the pipe. So we'll get that benefit also, that benefit. So usme we'll able to easily compete with the unorganized player, or we'll take the share of the unorganized player as well as the organized player also. तो इस तरह का विनर्स का फोकस है, तो विनर्स विल डेफिनेटली गेन द मार्केट शेयर ऑफ द ऑर्गेनाइज प्लेयर और अनऑर्गेनाइज प्लेयर बोथ वंस द आवर इंफ्रा विल बी इन प्लेस.
राइट सर, गॉट इट. सर, आई वांट लिटिल बिट मोर ऑन ग्रैनुलर अंडरस्टैंडिंग दैट द बायर्स हु आर हैविंग बाइंग फ्रॉम द अनऑर्गेनाइज सेक्टर मस्ट बी हैविंग लो परचेसिंग पावर, राइट? And organized sector having the higher selling price compared to them. So how you see them moving from unorganized sector to organized sector?
Just इसमें जो pricing difference होता है between unorganized and organized player में, there is a pricing difference between 3 to 4% only. But all the buyers who purchase the SS pipe, already SS pipe is a very costly item, or it's used in the critical operation.
So all the buyers and all the users, end users, they want ki quality should be better, delivery time should be better, or they everyone wants to witness the quality inspection, production inspection, everything. So unorganized can't provide all these things. जैसे आपका सीमलेस सेक्शन में अगर बात करेंगे तो सीमलेस सेक्शन में विल बी द बैकवर्ड इंटीग्रेशन फैसिलिटी फ्रॉम द ब्राइट बार टू होलो पाइप्स एंड स्मॉल डाई ऑफ द पाइप्स. तो वो फैसिलिटी एवरीवन हु परचेज द सीमलेस पाइप द बायर्स वांट टू विटनेस द होल प्रोसेस. तो वो ओनली सीमलेस डिवीजन में ही विल एबल टू सी ओनली द हु इज द ओनर ऑफ द पीएससी मिल और हु हैज इंस्टॉल्ड द पीएससी मिल. दे विल एबल टू सी देयर ओनली. तो मतलब प्राइस डिफरेंस में बड़ा मैटर नहीं करता है इन एसएसएफ इंडस्ट्री, क्योंकि ऑर्गेनाइज प्लेयर आप देखेंगे तो काफी लिमिटेड है. इन एसएसएफ टाइप में काफी फ्यू प्लेयर्स हैं और अनऑर्गेनाइज प्लेयर भी हैं, उनकी भी कैपेसिटी काफी कम रहती है. तो जैसे जैसे क्लाइंट्स को रिक्वायरमेंट भी इंक्रीज हो रही है इंडिया में और इंडिया में एसएसएफ टाइप का यूजेज भी इंक्रीज हो रहा है, तो बायर्स फोकस की देयर शुड बी द क्वालिटी मैन्युफैक्चरर्स ओनली, देयर फर्स्ट प्रेफरेंस ओनली. इफ दे डोंट गेट सप्लाई फ्रॉम द डोर देन दे गो फॉर द अनऑर्गेनाइज सेक्टर.
Okay, sir. Got it. Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you for elaborate answer. Yeah.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Tushar Sarda from Athena Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. I have two questions. Abhi, aapka operations are based out of Gujarat, so you are catering mostly to the West market and little bit to Telangana. So in the long run, how do you become a national player? You know, will you put up plants in other parts of the country? Because I assume the cost of transportation will be high. That is one. And second question is, I wanted to understand your employee cost. They seem to be low for, you know, the pace at which you are growing and size. It's less than 2%, and also in absolute term, it looks low. Not only percentage, but even absolute. So if you can break up the employee cost into the cost for managerial staff and, you know, workers, and how do you compensate employees so that you can build a good organization?
Yeah, from the perspective of the general question, if you see, we had been increasing our share to other states of, as I said, MP, UP, that form 20.4%, wherein other states come fitting, which used to be earlier 9.4%. But see, from the freight perspective, you see, say, item which cost you 350 to 400 rupees a kilo. So, from my location to supplying steam south would be 7 to 8 rupees a kilo, which will be hardly 1 to 1.5% of the total cost. And majority of the seamless or welded pipe SS manufacturer are located in Gujarat region. So, as such, those location-wise advantage for keeping the high cost of this pipe is not as such matter in this industry. And we are definitely trying to be a pan India. That's why those share of Telangana and other states have been increasing. And you don't have to put plant in all those locations. As I said, UP being not very costly from the perspective of the finished good price. It's basically what we believe. And second, from the perspective of, as you said, from the employee perspective, we have around, on our payroll, it is 270 number of employees, and we have a contractor employees of 160 numbers. And if you see, it's basically, it has been increasing, and it is around 70 to 80 lakhs say, per month for our current employee cost, and around 25, which 25 to 25 lakhs around for contractor expenses, which form part of other expenses. So it is generally the current cost what we have, and definitely with this all project coming in underway, it will definitely be increasing. The manpower side would be at least a bit of doubling from this side.
Okay, thank you. But can you break up your employee cost 80 lakhs into what is the cost for management staff and what is for the workers?
See, worker 77 plus worker is another 25 lakhs. So entire 25 lakhs is the worker worker employee. Basically, they are a contractor employee. They are not literate. They do shifting and other work. And 77 lakhs or 80 is what I said is basically the our payroll employee who are basically operators and fitters and all and again managerial and we all basically.
So that comes to only 30,000 rupees per head. Isn't that low? I mean, even a good manager will cost you 10 lakhs plus a month.
No, see, senior level of employees are also there, like VP operation, quality heads. So their costings are high, but there are number of operator and other fitters and all whose costs are not as such in the value term. So that why you can spread those in that way.
No, that's why I'm asking. If you separate out the senior management staff and the other factory staff, because 80 lakh on an absolute basis also looks very low.
See, as such, in our industry, what we have seen, we are working with this, definitely it has increased with our capacity and all increasing. So we are able to serve this quite easily, giving a quality team of more than 30 members, dispatch, everything. Stores, HR, and definitely with this entire capacity into 1.8 times, those numbers will increase up to at least up to 500 numbers or more than that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Alisha Mahavla from Envision Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, good afternoon. Thank you for taking my question. Sir, can you give me the 9-month volume number for seamless and welded?
See, as such, there had been, we generally give the annual volume number, but definitely those volume have increased by 7 to 9% for 9 month basis as compared to last 9 months. And on the annual basis also, we believe ki there will be 10-12% incremental in the volume level.
And this is largely because currently the capacity constraint. Once our capacity, which will come by Q4, Q1, then we are aspiring for much stronger volume growth.
Absolutely. Definitely, as I said, you keep in the next FY24, we aspire for around at least 50% growth in the quantity, value and quantity both.
Sorry, just to clarify, you're saying FY24, we're expecting a 50% growth in revenue, which will be 50%. Which will be largely be driven by volume growth.
Absolutely.
Understood. So, is it possible to share the current realizations for seamless and welded?
See, on a blended basis, if you see for a 9 month ended, it was around 372 rupees.
372 for seamless and welded. Yeah, and welded.
On 9 month basis. It was on a blended basis, I said. Yeah, on a blended basis.
Okay, understood. Sure. Got it. And the decline that we have seen in exports, is this only due to not being able to procure the hollow pipes from China because of the ban in Europe, or is there a slowdown in demand?
It's basically both, basically. And importantly, they are really not taking the hollow pipes if it is procured from China. So that is one of the predominant reasons. And there is also a slowdown in Europe, what we have seen currently. So that is also one of the reasons.
Okay. But you mentioned in the previous call that large part of the capacity expansion goes to cater to the export demand, which currently seems to be a slowdown. Backward integration will come by end of this year. So is there any change in the utilization levels? Because we're still talking of 50% volume growth despite a slowdown in the export demand.
Yeah, we believe ki, definitely by this quarter of this March 24 quarter, definitely the export will be again on the dumping side. But definitely we believe ki with this FY24 first quarter, we are feeling ki there are demand from Europe. And as and when we start with the piercing line, what we have reserved for export will definitely be able to deployed there, so we don't feel as such a major issue going ahead in the quarters.
Further, I would like to add this. Further, I would like to add regarding the export demand. All the European markets who are buy the seamless from the India, they want that there should be piercing and facility should be in-house. They want that their raw material procurement from the India only. They don't accept the raw material procurement from the China, so they don't accept the order in the Europe. So once our PSP will be placed, our Europe supply will be started. Or in anticipation of that, we had already started to take the order from the Europe market. So we already having the export order of the almost 500 metric tons to supply once our PSP will start. So we are very bullish about the European market. Once our PSP will start, we'll able to easily start to supply in the European market. Thus, we are waiting to infra about our PSP mill only. We had line up with the number of clients also in the Europe. they are visiting the our facility in the next 2 months to develop the Europe market. For the especially develop the Europe market, we already employed one very senior position person in the Europe, in the Germany, who is the marketing the our Venus project.
So, while I understand that currently the restriction is because you can't procure from China and backward integration
is
a large
part of
the volume. But what is the time once the new facility comes on board? I think we'll still need to get pre-approved, whether it is on domestic or export side. So how much time do we think before we
For the PSC mill, we don't require any further approvals. We require the approval for the pipes, for the seamless pipe. For all the seamless pipe in India as well as in Europe market, we are already approved player. Since the last 1 year, we are not supplying the seamless pipe in Europe. Previously in the year 2019, FY19 or FY2020, we had did the lot of supply in the Europe. Our Venus product is already approved there. Their concern is only that the raw material should be from the India. So they want to witness the raw material process in the our plant. Once they will witness the raw material, once our production will start, they can easily witness the raw material production. So they will start to place the order. We are already in anticipation of the our existing client, previous existing client, already has the placed the order in anticipation of the PSC mill to supply the material in Europe. So we had the almost, 1 month, once our PSC mill start, we had the export order of the at least 1 month production for the European market already in our hands.
So we are not going to need any incremental time to get our facilities approved.
Yes, yes.
We are
not to wait.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Sahil Sangvi from Monarch Networth Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir, and congratulations for subsequent improvement in your results. My first question is regarding this 1% export incentive that you have put in the presentation, which the government has given from 15 December. So, can you just give me some more, color on what kind of pipes you will be there? And, is there any... rules on this? Will it apply to all of our exports? Is it to any countries particular?
No, see, it's a open-ended because it's on steel basically, and the tariff in which we supply both welded and seamless both come under the tariff. So it's a 1% of the, to any country you supply from India, it is basically a road tax remission of duty. It was not there in this product. It was there prior to when road tax was there. As in when RoadTech was implemented, this was not there in steel, but it has again been implemented from 15 December. So it's not on any boundary only country you supply.
Okay. Secondly, we used to give order book number in terms of rupees crore. So what is that right now?
Around 145 crores.
Yeah, so I'm just trying to understand that supposedly if we want to achieve that kind of 45-50% growth on, say, volumes and a similar number on the revenue front, will we be in position to achieve that kind of number in Q1, or there will be a slight slow transition towards that kind of number, maybe a little bit lesser in Q1 and then Q2 onwards we'll pick up that kind of pace?
Absolutely, as you said, it's very much correct. Those space would be like that only. Q1 would be slightly, it will be growth, but not that much growth. But Q2 would be the second growth, and Q3 and Q4 will definitely see a much higher growth as compared to first half of FY24.
Got it. And on the export front, our order book right now, as the number was mentioned, right now, of this 135-140 crore order book that you've mentioned, how much would be exports roughly as a percent?
It's not that high as it should be, but it is around 15-20%.
Okay. And this is majorly Europe?
Yeah.
So just any kind of more direction you can give, as in what kind of traction you're seeing from Europe? I mean, is there a stark improvement you've seen, or I mean, from the demand perspective, what is the scenario there? Hello?
Yeah, hi. So the for the demand perspective in Europe, we are not able to supply currently because of, as Kunalji earlier said, that because of the Chinese for the whole, or the opportunities from China. But we get a feel of the market, and when we visit, and when we visit the European market, or there are in past some months, there are many clients who have already visited our plant to see the progress of the mill, of the new installations and everything. And there will be, again, there will be many more visits coming in the coming months when the installation is complete. So yes, when we get a sense of the market, it's a very good traction, and we feel the demand will be very good from these countries.
Okay, and lastly, my last question would be on the domestic front. If you can throw more light on what kind of demand you're seeing, which are some of these, you know, customers or projects which, or maybe industries which are the major contributor for your demand. If you can just give us some more understanding on that front.
Yeah, what we have been witnessing is that a good amount of demand is there from engineering, chemical, pharmaceutical, fertilizer, and oil and gas. And we are trying to increase our share towards oil and gas and these sectors. But a good amount of demands are there, as I said, from engineering, chemical, pharma, and fertilizer side.
Okay. Thank you, Anonymous.
Thank you. We have the next question from Keshav from Raksan Investors. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. With the commissioning of our capacities, are we not being over optimistic in getting 40-50 kind of utilization in the first year? Because we'll be handling the piercing plant for the first time, and I've heard that it's not very straightforward to get all sorts of SKUs done with precision. So teething, balancing, scaling issues might come. Plus, get so your customer visits and approvals, you've mentioned that they are in place, but would we be able to be, are we confident that 40-50% kind of utilizations we can still achieve without any issues?
See, this piercing technology, what had been implementing by us, is there in many of the plant in India, and it had been a successful one. And the key persons who have worked there, or the key consultant who had been there, that has been only we had kept statistically to in our project only, so that we don't face these teething issues. So I think that is our belief. That is the reason why we are slightly bit more confident that we will be able to run the piercing. Definitely, there can be some hiccups when you start, but not on a major set. And again, as we said earlier also, we do a slight bit of 10-15% of job work for both welded and seamless, so that that capacity is built up in the market as and when we come up with our new capacity. And from the customer perspective, definitely there are visits been done. We have been supplying to them. There would be more visits when our plant started. So as I said, you could definitely, the first quarter will definitely see a jump. It will not be that entire jump, but first and second quarter will give us a time wherein we will be able to fill the missing link in this entire circle. And third and fourth quarter, we'll be able to penetrate more in the entire market.
Sure. And sir, I've read that the customers might have a preference for hot extruded pipes instead of pierced pipes. So just trying to understand the differentiation between the two. And as China is also predominantly piercing-based capacity, so is there a difference in quality or anything like that?
Yes, sir. See, the standard from which we manufacture is same for extrusion, and it is exactly same for piercing. The values, the mechanical parameters, the mechanical strength and everything, and the all these parameters are very, very similar to either the mother hollow is produced by piercing method or extrusion method. So, and we have seen in the market that the customer leave alone a very specific few customers, but majority of the customers, so they are not demanding for the type of motherboard which is being used to manufacture seamless pipe.
Sure. So basically, the acceptance, especially in EU, would not be a problem because we plan to scale that to a 40% kind of a market, right?
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay. And sir, you had also alluded previously that for SS coils, the dependency is on imports. But one of our peers had mentioned about issues sourcing only certain grades of SS raw material, and the rest of it is pretty much domestically sourced. So could you help understand the dynamics for coils?
See, 304 and 316, which is our predominant grade being supplied in these industries, and is and for both for welded and seamless, we don't find any issue with it. In fact, the domestic prices are slightly become more competitive along with import to so we don't feel, but definitely there can be a very specific type of grades where you can feel, but those form a very low volume of your content. So we are not as much affected by that.
Sure, sir. And sir, lastly, if I may, could you please subdivide the engineering vertical into what all industries we are catering to? Maybe if you could sort of quantify in percentages.
See, such a percentage-wise, it's not, but I can give you its mix. It's like a distillery plant. It can be EPC contractors. It can be boiler, power boilers for power plants, or engineering goods. There's a mixed bag, heat exchangers. So these all are the components we generally form part of it.
Sure, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Vivek Gautam from GS Investment. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Sir, could you just tell something about the opportunity size and CAGR expected both for exports and Indian market for the next few years, sir? Hello, that's the question number one. Should I go ahead with the second question, sir?
Yeah, you can repeat the first question.
Yeah, I wanted to have an idea about the opportunity size for our company, both in India and in exports, and the growth rate expected, and any USP which our company is offering, which makes us different from the competition, sir.
Yeah, basically, SRC, two or three, the larger competitors whom we face competition, they also have this entire facility. But one thing is that we had this entire capacity at one place only. So there are a lot of TPI inspection being visited at our site. So they can entirely see the from initial raw material level to the FG level. And we generally have it with always try to supply within the timeline of what we forecast. So slightly bit of delay the time we generally shortened as compared to our competition. So that gives us a slight bit of edge. And the growth, see, we have been seeing the growth in engineering, chemical, pharmaceutical, oil and gas, 4 to 5 major sector wherein we supply. And it's a good amount of capex also, and our product also found usage in their replacement cycle. So we see a good amount of traction in all this sector, and which should lead our order book going ahead.
And basically, what growth rate we can expect? 25-30% or less than that, sir?
Yeah, our volume will definitely be more than that, and industry-wise, it should be there.
Okay, sir. And the second thing is the exports have they started improving in the recent quarter, and this China Plus One strategy, which was supposed to help out India, instead it has boomeranged on us, in the sense that China is able to supply the material at such a cost that we Indian companies are not able to supply. Is it true? And is the market now improving in Europe, Germany especially? What's the view?
Previously, it was like that only. Previously, China was providing in the SSI product, all the SSI product, China was providing the export rebate of the 13% since till last year. In the month of May 2022, China has received the 13% export benefit to all the export of the SS pipe.
So after once this export rebate was, export benefit was withdrawn by the China, almost Indian product of the Indian product as well as the China product is almost at par. Or in the quality wise, in the all over world or in India, the Indian products are best expected compared to the Chinese products. So definitely India will be having more edge in the at least seamless pipe section, in seamless pipe division, or as well in welded pipe section also compared to China. Where is the some low grade is expected in some different markets. We can say in Africa market, in Vietnam and other places, where Chinese products are more accepted. Normally China supply over there. In Europe market also, in the seamless division, they expect the seamless pipe from the India only, or India or other country, they expect pipe for seamless pipe from the Korea, Japan, which is very costly compared to India. So India is a very good edge in the seamless pipe section in European market, or in domestic market, most of the manufacturers wants to keep their pipe supply from the Indian player only, or who is having all type of infra. So winners and very few players in India, once our capacity will be put in place, winners or very few players will be in India who will be all type of infra. So all customer demands ki there should be all type of infra if any industry is having. So they prefer to get this material because this quantum is the very small in their project. But this is all the items, SSI items are very critical in their operational part. So they prefer it should be from the organized player or better market player.
And just to add up here, as you say, China plus one country were definitely working. If you see for our revenue for the FY21-22, it was 40 crore from the export side. So definitely those things were working. But due to some Europe, sluggishness in Europe, this export has been dampened. And also, as we said so many times, they want hollow pipe from Indian origin. Those are the factors which had dampened our export.
Sir, one more thing, sir. I just recently started tracking the company. Could you tell something about the promoters and their background? They were in the trading business of this steel pipes and they have come into manufacturing business. And
just to brief you, there are four promoters in the company. Mr. Kothari, two of the promoters, Mr. Megaram Chaudhary and Jayanti Ram Chaudhary, were in the trading of steel and pipe products. So they know the business side of it. Mr. Kothari was chartered accountant and you know the finance and purchase side. And Mr. Dhruv Patel is a technical engineer by qualification. The fourth promoter is the technical side. So they come together and form Venus Pipe with the sense that they four can handle four different vertical of the business and they can lead it.
They are all from Gandhidham side, that side only, Rajasthan or Rajasthan Gujarat?
Sir, they are from somebody from Sacho, Rajasthan, but since last more than 15 to 20 years they are in Gandhidham only, so now they are from Gandhidham only.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Vignesh Iyer from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Sir, congratulations on a good set of numbers. I just joined the call late, so if the question is repetitive, apologies for that. Sir, just wanted to know this, what is your utilization level for quarter 3 and 9-month FY23? If you could give me separately.
See, it was basically the production level was around 90-92% for both quarter and 9 month ended.
Right. I just wanted to know. Hello. Yeah, I just wanted to know. And your realization is blended realization is around 372 rupees, right, per kg?
Yes, for 9 month ended. Yeah.
9 months ended. Okay. 370 rupees. So that gives me a volume of around 10,000 tons for 9 months ended. So is my calculation correct or?
You're near to it, slightly lower than that, but about 9,000.
Okay. Fine. That's all for me. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kunal Kothari from Centrum Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for follow-up opportunity. So wanted to know on this strategy part, as we are seeing the good traction in the seamless pipe after import duty, and there is a supply crunch in the market as there are limited suppliers. So overall your strategy will be more focus on the seamless pipes than welded pipes? In matter of fact, that after completion of your expansion project, will be more focused towards ramping up your high margin seamless pipe first rather than and welded on a secondary part?
Sonalji,
just continue your overall strategy on this.
Sonalji, it's not like that. Starting from Venus ka focus ka, we are in balance in both the welded as well as the seamless also. So parallel, we have developed the team like that only. We will focus parallel in both the market, because in welded pipe also we will be installing the tube mill, which will be India mein, which will be having with the very few players. So uska benefit bhi Venus will get, or as well as the seamless pipe ka benefit bhi due to this anti-dumping duty will get the additional benefits. Or we have developed team in for both the segments. There is a different team for the marketing also. We have put the in the all over India, in the Bombay, Delhi, in the south, we have put our marketing team to market our product or market. So we'll go for parallel in both the sections, seamless as well as welded.
Okay, so there is not
so definitely we will get the more benefit in seamless side margin wise, but Venus is a balance. We will focus in both the way. We'll get the margin from margin will be we'll get margin from in welded as well as seamless, but better margin will be from the seamless.
Yeah. Okay, and in current situation, as the we are seeing tightness in the market, while the demand is robust both on the domestic part as well as the exports will also do well in coming time. So do you see your competitors in organized or else having a capex plan, and for the FY24, apart from our capacity expansion of around from 12,000 to 33,000, there are other players capacities also will be increasing. So how much the overall market capacity we can see in FY24, and having any color on FY25 as well?
Right now what we have from the market, all the our competitor or all the organizer or another player, there will be not much more capacity expansion. Right now we have not heard from the market, or we don't think there will be much capacity expansion. If any expansion will be put in place, definitely it will take time to 1.5 to 2 years to set up the plant, any expansion plant, because machinery lead time, installation time, already all things take time. We had also ordered our mills in the month of October 2021, or now almost after the 18 months we'll able to start the production. So definitely no new capacity will not come that much fast. It will take time, or right now we are not working, there will be much capacity expansion will be in market.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much. That's it from my side. Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Keshav from Raksan Investors. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. With the overall expansion we are currently implementing, 110 plus 50 odd CR, so is it a fair assessment we might be looking at 800 crore kind of incremental revenues at full scale, maybe 3-4 years out?
No, see, at a full scale, you said?
Pardon?
At a full scale?
Yes.
No, it will definitely be much higher than that by FY25, definitely. As I said, we are expecting roughly more than 45 to 50% of volume growth in FY24. But FY25 would be a year when this we will be up there in the market supplying to many of the... Hello.
I meant incremental revenues, basically whatever we are doing plus 800 crore kind of a scale.
Achha, it's not exactly you can link that number, but it will definitely be closer to those numbers.
So sir, are these kinds of asset turns usual with the stainless steel seamless and welded business? Because one of our peers has had much lower turns when they scaled. So is there something?
Yeah, they basically extrusion mill is very costly. So many of them have those extrusion mill wherein those good amount of funds are involved. But for other with our type of capacity of placing welded and seamless, you can have those asset turns.
Okay, so is there a difference in application areas as well? I mean,
see, we explained that it's not on a major site, but there can be some specific contracts or orders wherein they can specify ki they require those extrusion for seamless pipe. But majority, or you can say a good number of orders or contracts don't have such validity clause, because PSM technology is very well accepted in India and also in Europe.
Sure. So basically, we don't foresee any issue in utilizing our capacity, say from a 3-year horizon.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Sure. And sir, lastly, so on a blended basis, we have scaled our EBITDA per ton to more than twice in the last 2 to 3 years, and even currently our realizations per ton are scaling faster than the capacity. So for these increments, would there be an element of certifications and client lock-ins kicking in, or it was broadly because of higher baseline steel prices and the demand being higher?
It's more towards, we shift into more toward direct supply. We being a regular supply into few of them, and again the portion of seamless increasing as compared to welded, it also adds to your more towards your bottom line. And going forward also, definitely there would be incremental keeping backward integration come into play. We going towards more towards direct supply as compared to, and also a portion of export also getting increased. And for welded also, higher sizes of 48 inch, there will be only 2 to 3 manufacturing in the country. That will also give us an edge. So these all 3 to 4 factors will be helping us going ahead, yes.
Okay, sure, sir. Thanks a lot, sir. That's all from my side.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
I take this opportunity to thank everyone for joining the call. We will keep updating the investor community on a regular basis for incremental updates on our company, your company. I hope we have been able to address all your queries. For any further information, kindly contact SGA, the investor relations advisor for your company. Thank you once again.
Thank you. On behalf of Antique Stock Broking, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.